Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah. Oh.
You are the first to
join the host of
at your feet. We bow with the angels to worship at your feet, and we sing glory, glory. We sing glory to the Lamb of God.
Do it forever.
Forever.
And ever. Panda, Ilana Mahasikata. Yes, His glory is everywhere. Era Toko Undashaya.
We sing forever and ever. We sing glory. Oh, well, forever and ever. We sing glory.
Everybody.
And we sing glory.
Everybody.
Where you lead me, I will follow. this life I live, I live for you. Oh God, my life depends on you. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. You're the love of my life. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. You're the love of my life. Jesus.
doesn't matter what life throws at me. I'm contented in you, Lord. It doesn't matter who turned your backs on me. When challenges stare me at your gate, I square my shoulders, cause my God is with me. You are my strength, you are my joy, Lord. The reason why I live is you. You are my strength, you are my joy. The essence of my life is may give me a no, but one yes from God is enough for me. They may tell you all hope is gone, but you can trust in God, cause His love is real.
may give you a no, but when he ends from God, defeats every no, when yes he's enough.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, one yes is enough. Hallelujah, glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless God on this third day of When Eagles Gather prayer conference. Hallelujah, this evening we have Apostle Irving Boyu. My husband, we're kind of waiting for him. He's in the traffic, but we're going to wait just for about a few minutes, and then we'll see. If not, I'm just going to go ahead. Hallelujah. But I want to welcome each and every one of you this evening in the name of Jesus. And I know that we've been having a great time. I know I have, and I pray that you have been having a great time in the presence of the Lord. Bishop Alexander Kwame Ajabon took us to another level last night, and it was a great great preaching, great ministering, great prophetic words for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And we bless God for him last night ministering. We're looking forward to tomorrow. We have Apostle Cynthia Collins Agboye, she's going to be ministering. Mm-hmm. On Friday, we end with Pastor Madeline Clark. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We bless your name. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. We surrender everything to you, Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we surrender our hearts to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we surrender this service to you. In the name of Jesus, this conference to you. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this evening. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And we pray for mercy, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. Hallelujah, have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your mercy, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that speaketh better things than the blood of Moses. Our blood of Jesus that speaketh better things than the blood of, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for your holy blood, your precious blood. Father, we ask you to release your blood over the airwaves, the cyberspace, and networks. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus over this service, oh God. In the name of Jesus, upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let the blood wash us. Let the blood sanctify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Father, this evening, oh God, here, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to send your ministering angels to minister to us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We pray, O God, and Lord, let your word come forth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us be attentive to what thus says the Lord, O God. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Move in our midst, O God. Let there be, O God, a shaking in the atmosphere. Oh, when the presence of God is right here with us, O God. Shaking in the atmosphere in our homes, O God. Wherever we are, O God, Lord, let your presence be with us, O God. For in your presence, O God, there is fullness of joy. Lord, in your presence, O God, this is where we want to be, O God. In your presence, so dwell in your presence, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Like Moses said, if your presence do not go, I cannot go. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you for your presence. We know that you're here. Oh, Almighty God, I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I pray, oh God, that you will open our ears to hear, oh God, oh, in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine. Let your light shine, oh God, as the revelation knowledge comes to us, O God, as the teaching and the preaching, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Apostle Boyu. We thank you for using him mightily in your kingdom, O God. We pray for anointing, O God, to overflow, O God, in the name of Jesus. Take him from strength to strength, glory to glory. Favor the favor, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We call forth increase, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who that do not know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, those who have backslidden, O God, that will come, O God, back to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that you love and you love us unconditionally. Oh God, we pray that you will touch the hearts of those that have backslidden and those who don't know Jesus to come back to Jesus, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we take control of the airways, O God. Release, O God, the blood, the blood, the blood, O God. Lord, glorify yourself this evening, O God. Let your glory fill this place. Let your glory fill this place. Let your glory, your glory, your glory fill this place, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness, oh God. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. I just want to welcome each and every one of you again this evening. And we're so excited for what the Lord is doing in our midst. We praise the name of Jesus, and we welcome you in the name of Jesus. As I said, Apostle Boy, you should be here ministering. He's in the traffic. We're going to give him some time, but I'm going to read this scripture. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy. I want to read the whole scripture. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Deuteronomy 32. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Moses speaking just before he's about to depart this world. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I'm going to be reading this from the New International Version, the Bible, the edition is NIV. So I'm reading 32. Listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Hear, you earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord, or praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock, his work are perfect, and all his ways are just. His faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. They are corrupt and not his children to the shame. They are warped and they are a warped and crooked generation. The way you repay the Lord, you foolish and unwise people, is he not your father, your creator, who made you and formed you? Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Ask your father, and he will tell you, your elders, and they will explain to you. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he divided all mankind, he set up boundaries for the people according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob his allotted inheritance. In the desert land he formed him. In a barren and howling waste, he shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest, hallelujah, and hover over its young, hallelujah, that spreads its wings to crush them. Hallelujah. Spreads his wings to crush them and carries them aloft. The Lord alone led them. No foreign God was with him. He made him ride on the heights of the land and fed him with the fruit of the fields. He nourished him with honey from the rock and with oil from the flinty brake, curds and milk with herds and flocks, and with fatness, lambs and goats, with choice rams of Bashan and the finest kernels of wheat. You drank the foaming blood of the grapes. Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. Filled with food, they became heavy and sleek. They abandoned the God who made them and rejected the rock, their Savior. They made him jealous with their foreign gods and angered him with their detestable idols. They sacrificed the false gods, which are not God. cause they had not known, cause that recently appeared. God, your ancestors did not fear. You deserted the rock who fathered you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. The Lord saw this and rejected him because he was angered by his sons and daughters. I will hide my face from them, he said, and see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children who are unfaithful. They made me jealous by what is no good and angered me with their worthless idols. I will make them envious by those who are not a people. I will make them angry by a nation that has no understanding. For a fire will be kindled by my wrath, one that burns down to the realm of the dead below. It will devour the earth and its harvest and set afire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap calamities on them and send my arrows against them. I will send wasting famine against them and consuming pestilence and deadly plagues. I will send against them the fangs of wild beasts, the venom of vipers that glide in the dust. In the street, the sword will make them childless. In their homes, terror will reign. The young men and women will perish, the infants and those with gray hair. I said I would scatter them and erase their name from human memory, but I dreaded the tongue of the enemy, lest the adversary misunderstood and say, our hands have triumphed. The Lord has not done all this. They are a nation without sense. There is no discernment in them. If only they were wise and would understand this and discern what their end will be. How could one man chase 1,000? Or 2 put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock has sold them, unless the Lord has given them up. For their rock is not like our rock, or even our enemies concede. Their vine comes from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are filled with poison and their cluster with bitterness. Their wine is the venom of serpents and the deadly poison of cobras. Have I not kept this in reverse and sealed it in my vault? It is mine to avenge. I will repay in due time. Their foot will slip. The day of disaster is near, and the doom rushes upon them. The Lord will vindicate his people and relent concerning his servants when he sees their strength is gone and no one is left. Slave or free, he will say, now, where are their gods, the rock they took refuge in, the gods who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up to help you. Let them give you shelter. See, now that I myself am he, there's no god beside me. I put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal, and no one can deliver out of my hand. I lift my hand to heaven and solemnly swear, as surely as I live forever, when I sharpen my flashing sword, my hands grasp in its judgment. I will take vengeance on my adversaries and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, while my sword devours flesh. The blood of the slain and the captives, the head of the enemy leaders. Rejoice, you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance on his enemies and make atonement for his land and people. Moses came with Joshua, son of Nun, spoke all the words of this song. It is called the Song of Moses. In the hearing of the people, when Moses finished reciting all these words to all Israel, he said to them, take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully all the words of this law. They are not just idle words alike. By then you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. On the same day, the Lord took Moses, go up into Moses, go up into Abba range to Mount Nebo in Moab from Jericho and view Canaan, the land I'm giving the Israelites as the possession. There on the mountain that you have climbed, you will die and be gathered to your people just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. This is because both of you broke faith with me in the presence of the Israelites as the water of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin, because you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites. Therefore, you will see the land only from a distance, and you will not the land I'm giving to the people of Israel. Hallelujah. I took time to read the whole scripture while waiting. So I paused up, but he wants me to go on because the traffic is too much, and I won't want to keep you all so long this evening. But we're going to look at, like an eagle stirs up its nest and hover over its young, that spreads its wings to crush them and carries them alone. The Lord alone led no foreign god with him. He made him ride on the heights of the land and fed him with the fruits of the field. Hallelujah. He nourished him with honey from the rock and with oil from the flinty, from herds and flock. Hallelujah. When eagles gather, hallelujah. Father, Holy Spirit, I am totally dependent on you this evening in the name of Jesus. Let me not speak in human wisdom, but in the wisdom that comes from Almighty God. Father God, let your word come forth in the power and in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let us hear what you're about to speak as, Lord, let it be rooted in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that we will receive fruit from this word in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you.
And conference recording started.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. When eagles gather, I want you to realize eagles do not fly to other birds. Eagle will not fly with sparrows or small birds. The eagle always fly with eagles. Eagles always fly with eagles. The eagle will not fly with the, first of all, a chicken can fly. Hallelujah. But the eagles fly with eagles. And we went over these things the other day. What I'm saying to you, hallelujah, if you're here this evening, I want you to know that you are an eagle of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We spoke about our identity in Christ Jesus. And I want you to know in your heart of heart and believe in your heart of heart that if you're here this evening, if you're listening at another time, you are an eagle. Hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, why there are some of you have put down. Hallelujah. You are made in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And all the qualities, the characteristics that Abba Father has within you, daughter, son, as an eagle. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. But a lot of times, you put yourself down and come down like a chicken. Chicken just on the ground. But you are a majestic eagle. What are you doing with the chickens? And then you would say, Apostle, who are the chickens? Hallelujah. We will look at not living the right way. Instead of you being an eagle and an example for them, you have come down and become a chicken. And the Lord is saying to you, you are an eagle. You have purchased, you're doing things that you know is not right. You have come down as an eagle because, as a chicken because of pride, because of haughtiness. You've come down, you want to do it your way and not the way of Almighty God. An eagle is called into leadership. You come down as a chicken because you have unforgiveness. You've come down as a chicken because you have bitterness. Come down as a chicken, hallelujah, because you are in the wrong group. Don't be unequally yoked. You come down as a chicken because you have allowed the chicken to influence you. False doctrine. You have come down as a chicken because you are not studying the word of God. You are not reading the word of God. You have come down as a chicken. And the Lord says, you are an eagle. He has brought you into that leadership position. Whoever you are, stop. It's time for you to rise up. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You've come down like a chicken. You act like a chicken because you don't wait. You don't have patience. You don't want to go through the process. Hallelujah. So instead of you going through the process like the eagle would take the tail and take all those feathers up and stay alone and then they go through the restoration process and delay it longer. No, you run from the process. You don't want to go through the process. So with what God has given you, everything as an eagle, but you are so contented because you're so familiar with doing things your way and not the way of God. And you are like the chicken. The Lord has given you gifts and talents. You're like the man that hid his talents. You're not using your gifts. You're not using your talents. You have excuses all the time. God is calling you to rise up. Hallelujah. He needs you. The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry for the cut off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uriyama Sandiria Kuruma Sandiria Kuriamasim. Hallelujah. Ramos the Deria Kurumasa. Hallelujah. Ramos the Deria Kayana Sandiria Ko. Hallelujah. Ramos. Hallelujah.
Attendees in this conference.
Hallelujah. For the Lord is calling us higher. Higher. And not to stay down. You're come down as a chicken because hurt. Maybe hurt in your church. Maybe hurt from other Christians. Or maybe hurt from the pastor. Or whatever it is, the Lord is calling you to come up. You are an eagle. The other eagles, that we need each other. Rise up the leadership that the Lord has placed in you. Do not hide your talents. Do not get complacent. The Lord is calling you up. If you're down, the storm will get you. It's going to be worse. So come higher. Hallelujah. The eagles fly with other eagles. The other eagles in the body of Christ, the leadership, they need you. Hallelujah. Your vision, eagles have great vision. They can see. But how can you see from below? Your vision will only be so low. You will not come up to the place that the Lord wants you because your vision is short-sighted. So that you must be, you're short-sighted, you're not focused. You think low, you think down, you think low of yourself. And you allow the world to define who you are. You allow, not sometimes you allow the pastors and the leaders, some of the so-called pastors and leaders to define who you are, Jesus, just because some of these so-called pastors and leaders see your gifts and your talents and they get intimidated by you instead of them teaching you and bringing you up. They say things to crush your spirit, but the Lord is saying, arise. Come up. It is
one attendees in this conference.
This word is coming forth. Please bear with us. I do not know what's happening with the lines. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, don't lose your vision that the Lord has given you. Don't give up. Hallelujah. I will just speed up with this. Hallelujah. Since I'm doing it for Apostle Boyu. Don't lose your vision. Rise up. Hallelujah. Rise up. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Eagle strong vision. The focus. Don't be distracted. The eagles have a great focus. Hallelujah. And they remain focused. And whatever they focus on, they succeed. Hallelujah. And then the Lord says again about the eagle. You're an eagle. Eagles do not feed on dead things. Pray. Not dead things. Dead things are the things of the world, flesh. The things of the flesh you cannot feed. You got to feed on the word of God, the living word. Hallelujah, that will nourish you. And not feed on those things of this world. The media got a lot of things going on, different stuff, social media. Spending more time on social media than feeding on the word of God. Feed on the word of God. Settle the word. Read your Bible. Grow in the Word of God, the living Word. Hallelujah. Not the things of this world, but the Word of God. Hallelujah. Rise up, start eating the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the eagles, they don't run from the storm. You're down there because you're running from the storm. Don't run. The eagle loves the storm. Hallelujah. The eagle loves the storm. They get excited when the storm comes because the eagle uses its wings, the wings that go above the storm, and that's the wings of the Holy Spirit. Don't stay down there, because when you're down there, Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. For Christ came that you may have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. The eagle uses the storm's wind to lift it higher. Hallelujah. Once it finds the wind of the storm, the eagle uses the raging storm to lift him above the clouds. This gives the eagle an opportunity to glide and rest its wings. Hallelujah. So the eagle allows the wind, which is the wind of the Holy Spirit. Huh? If you're down there as a chicken, another bird, you would get killed, destroyed in the storm. Look at those wings. You're wasting your wings. That's your strength. You're wasting it. Hallelujah. Rise and you rise up above the storm. Jesus said, greater works you will do in his name. Rise up. Hallelujah. Then the eagle do not just trust. Test before it trust. It tests. You go, hallelujah. When a female eagle meets a male and they want to make, she flies down to earth with the male pursuing her. She takes a twig. She flies back into the air with the male pursuing her. Once she has reached a height high above for her, she lets the twig fall to the ground and washes it as it falls. The male chases after the twig. The faster it falls, the faster he chases it. He has to catch it before it falls to the ground. He then brings it back to the female eagle. The female eagle grabs the twig and flies to the higher altitude and then drops the twig for the male to chase. This goes on for hours with heights increasing until the female eagle is assured that the male eagle has mastered the art of catching the twig, which shows commitment. You have to be committed. You can't be wishy-washy. You have to be committed to the things of Almighty God, committed to do what God has called you to do. Committed is very important, to be committed. And then let's go. I just don't want this to turn off anymore. Hallelujah. Number six. When eagle is ready to lay eggs, the female and the male eagle identify a place very high on a cliff where no predators can reach. The male flies to earth and picks thorns and lays them on the crevice of the cliff, then flies to earth again to collect twigs which he lays in the intended nest. He flies back to earth and picks thorns, laying them on top of the twig. He flies back to the earth, picks soft grass to cover the thorns. When this first laying is complete, the male eagle runs back to the earth and picks more thorns, lay them on the nest, runs back to get grass and put it on top of the thorns, then plucks his feathers to complete the nest. The thorns on the outside of the nest protect it from possible intruders. Both male and female eagle participate in raising the eagle family. She lays the egg and protects them. He builds the nest and hunts them. During the time of training, the young ones to fly. I talk about flying, where the mother throws the eaglets out of the nest because they are scared, and then she jumps into the nest again. So we went. So next, she throws them out and takes all the soft layers of the nest, and she continues doing it until this eaglet learns to fly. That's preparation. Preparation. Don't stay down there and you're not getting prepared. There are times pastors and leaders get really, they come down and they get really depressed. There are a lot of suicide going around now with pastors and leaders because they have lost who they are in Christ of advances in their lives. Hallelujah. Don't be down there. God is with you. Whether you're in the valley, he is right there with you. Hallelujah. And whatever it is, he's preparing you for the next level of your destiny. Don't stay down. You will become a prey to the enemy. Hallelujah. Don't stay down. You will become a prey to the enemy. When the eagle gets old, then the feathers become weak and cannot take him as fast as he shoots. When he feels weak and about to die, he retires to a place far away in the rocks. While there, he plucks out every feather on his body. Until he is completely bare, he stays in this hiding place until he has grown new feathers. Then he can come out. Hallelujah. What is it? We need to shed off some of the bad habits we have in our lives, some of the things that are holding us back from moving into the plans and purposes of God. Hallelujah. And sometimes we're comfortable with those bad habits. That's why we stay down. But I'm here to tell you that the Lord wants you to come up. Don't listen to what the naysayers say. He has placed everything in you. Hallelujah. You are an eagle. You have been called to leadership. Don't stay there. The enemy is lying in your ears. He's telling you you cannot do this, but you can do all things who strengthens you. I know this evening, this is just a word that the Lord gave me because Apostle could not make it this evening. And I pray that this word touch those who are going through different situations. Do not stay down. Come up. You're an eagle. Fly above the storm. Let the winds of the Holy Spirit take you. Hallelujah. Don't be too fast. Go through the process. Read your Bible. Study. Be with other eagles. You don't need to be with chickens. Be with eagles. You don't need to be with a raven. You need to be with other eagles. There. Hallelujah. Eagles fly together. And God is calling you to a place that he has for you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you every evening, O God, for this word, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Father, I pray that you will strengthen each and every one, O God, that's going through different situations. And Lord, I pray, O God, that faith will increase, O God. You told Joshua, be strong, be courageous. Moses gave this song of Moses just before he went to rest. And Joshua had to lead them. But the Lord never left Joshua. Hallelujah. Joshua brought the children of Israel to the promised land. Hallelujah. Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. God is with you. Just as he was with Moses, he was with Joshua. And it's time now for the Joshua generation. Hallelujah. Rise up. The Lord has called you. In the name of Jesus, he's strengthening you. Hallelujah. I pray this evening that the Lord will activate every gift and talent that he's given you to fulfill your divine purpose in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, this is the Apostle Marco Braboyu. I'm so sorry for the line going in and out. Thank you, Apostle, for letting me know. But if there's anyone who wants to say anything, I'm going to open the line. And I know some of you did not hear it because of the line going in and out. I'm going to open the line. And if you want to say something, press one of your keypad. I know we'll have a great time tomorrow evening. Anyone wants to say anything, please press one. Once again, I apologize for the line going this evening in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to open the line for the prayer line. If you
conference unmuted.
Anyone have anything to say, just pray, and you can go ahead. I'm so sorry for the line going in and out. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah.
Conference muted.
So we want to bless God and say thank you for this word this evening. And we praise God and thank God for each and every one of you. We bless God, and I pray that this word is rooted in you and you bear fruits, or you encourage another eagle. Maybe you're okay, but let us encourage the other eagle come higher and to fly along with us. Hallelujah. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow evening at 7. Get ready. Apostle Cynthia Collins at Boya will be here, and we're going to have a great time in the presence of the Lord. We want to say thank you again for joining us. God bless you.